Nolte, Maybe White Rage Made Mark Milley Choose China Over His Own Country. By John Nolte on September 15, 2021. Joint Chiefs Chairman Army General Mark Milley single-handedly took top-secret action to preempt then-President Donald Trump from ordering a military strike or launching nuclear weapons, according to a new book, reported Breitbart News on Tuesday. Apparently, this included a secret call to the Chinese to assure them they would get his personal heads up if a strike were ordered against them. This is the same woke General Milley who, just a couple of months prior to the U.S. military surrendering Afghanistan to terrorists, arming the Taliban with tens of billions of dollars in operational U.S. war equipment, and handing the Taliban hundreds of American hostage, told the country he was all worked up over. White rage. What an asshole. What a treasonous, simpering, glory hound, Nancy boy asshole. Last I checked, Milhouse, you're pretty white. Maybe the white rage was coming from inside all along, instead of out there? What better to explain playing president, feeling entitled to be commander-in-chief when you'd never had the stones to put your name on a public ballot than white rage? What better way to explain putting your own troops in danger, protecting those in a foreign land over those under your charge, so you can own your boss, than white rage? And then this arrogant piece of shit brags about his treason to Bob Woodward. It sure sounds to me like he was so certain he'd be hailed as a never-Trump hero by America's wretched beautiful people, he couldn't wait to tell the world. Imagine Milley's reaction when his fellow treasonous, simpering, glory hound, Nancy boy asshole, former U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, called for Milley to resign. Quite the slap fight. Does this country have any idea anymore just how important it is to maintain civilian authority over the military? The very idea that unelected officers, people who never have to face any accountability, people who the public never chose to make decisions, would be making policy like this, is something straight out of what we used to call fictional cautionary tales, stories like 7 Days in May. Well, now they are documentaries. Over the past few weeks, my wife and I have been re-watching 24, and the most surprising thing, other than Jack Bauer killing a guy by chomping on his neck, is that the show is no longer far-fetched. Of course, I'm not talking about the terrorism stuff. None of that was far-fetched after September 11th. But the political intrigue, the government corruption. FBI plotting a coup? Go on. Oh. People plotting to invoke the 25th Amendment? Lol. Oh. The president deliberately killing innocent people to save himself? LMFAO. Oh. And now here's Milley, a man so deranged, so un-American, so arrogant, and so evil, he's openly bragging to a reporter about how he took a big shit all over the Constitution to save the country, and fake news outlets like NLAL are just fine with that. That was one thing even 24 didn't dream of, and establishment media so corrupt and evil. They would aid abet this treason, cheer it, excuse and encourage it. And yet, here we are. People like Milley and Vindman and Kalal are pure fascist garbage and deserve only our contempt and defiance. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.